Welcome to the Red Widow and Desert Curmudgeon podcast. I am your host, Michael, also known as the Desert Curmudgeon. That's right. We do have a new episode, although it's more wackiness. I wish we had normal episodes, but we're still working on the whole logistics of everything, plus some other things that we're trying to get, you know, squared away. I mean, I'm sorry, it's an ongoing process. Nothing happens overnight. I mean, unless somebody wants to, just give us some free anything. I don't know. I'm not going to e-beg for anything, so fuck that. So basically what we've got, that's right, we've got some things for you. I'm sure you're just sitting on the edge of your seat for this. I don't have a lot of random wackiness. I got maybe like 3 audio bites, and that's about it. The Red Widow hasn't been sending too many of them, or a lot of the ones she's already sent, I've used in prior episodes. So I've only got like maybe 3 of those right now. And then I have 2, yes, count them, 2 movie trailers that the Red Widow has reacted to that I sent over, you know, some trailers of some very obscure movies that I love to send to the Red Widow and really mess with her, because like her reactions are the best. That's right, it's like you're leaving it in to like stew and bake for a bit, and mwah, just fucking perfection. But hey, if you're not liking this type of content, I'll tell you what, we'll open up a Patreon and you can contribute to the Patreon to get us to stop doing it. Or if you want us to continue doing it, we'll open up the Patreon and you can contribute to the Patreon to keep us doing it. Either way, I don't give a fuck. So, yeah, let's get underway. I think you'll dig this. So, we'll start with the 3 little sound bites and then go from there. Sorry, it's going to be a short episode, folks.
It's like, yeah, just shit out some concrete. There you go. Have fun. Like, oh, you want to be pretty? Fuck you. Like, paint some rainbows on or some shit. I don't give a fuck.
My kitties are pieces of shit. My kitties are fat as shits. My kitties like to poop everywhere. Kitty, witty, 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 witties.
My cat has spotty balls. He's got them spotty balls. He's got a perfect little white round dot right on his nutsack. He's got spotty balls.
Wasn't that fun? Hell yeah. So, let's see. We're starting with the trailers, and then, like I said, our rock star segment is always the tale of Jimmy One Tooth and the saga of his cave clan. But we're going to do the trailers. Now, let me preference this, especially this first one. So, I sent the Red Widow a trailer for a very obscure Chevy Chase. Hey, Chevy, by the way, if you hear us, suck my dick. So anyways, it's a rather obscure Chevy Chase and Carrie Fisher movie called Under the Rainbow. And let's be honest, it's one of those films where you kind of watch and go, oh, holy shit, this could never be made today. But yeah, I sent it to the Red Widow, and this is what she had to say.
Oh, wow! This looks terrible! 150 midgets! Midgets! Motherfucking midgets. You got more dwarves than fucking Kazakh Yum up in here, bitches! Fucking Balrogs won't even know what the fuck to do with all these fucking dwarves! Yeah, that's what I thought about it.
Come on now, don't take the woman's favorite bucket! We all got a favorite bucket! And you know, sometimes a dwarf steals your bucket. And then you have to fucking chase a dwarf, because he's got your fucking bucket.
Oh, they packed in so many short jokes in 15 seconds time. Oh, that's talent. And it also wouldn't fly nowadays.
I do have questions. Like, where do the pigs come into all of this? Like, what could they possibly be doing that they would need full-size pigs? Are the dwarves going to ride the pigs? Because I mean, that might actually be entertaining. Are they going to feed the bitches to the pigs? That could be entertaining too. Are they going to feed the rider
of this monstrosity to the pigs. That would be preferable.
Somewhere over the rainbow, this pile of shit waits. Why, oh, why must I watch this piece of shit cake? Ooh, yeah.
Carrie Fisher signed the agreement to be in this stinker, probably whilst under the influence of at least 5 different substances, I would think. Honestly, I doubt if she remembered doing this movie afterwards. I know I would not want to remember doing this movie.
I won't go back to cooking up some Sean Connery in a fresh Ziploc bag. That was actually more fun and entertaining, albeit hairy.
This is how do you say, a piece of sheet.
Yeah, I know how way it sucked.
This thriller has offended my cats. How dare you offend my cat's sensibilities like this? They are cultured felines. It's almost as bad as watching Lord of the Cock Rings. We downloaded the wrong movie on bootleg.
Wasn't that fucking awesome? One of the things we've been contemplating is we don't know if it would fly here. We know we definitely couldn't do it on YouTube and shit because, well, YouTube flags anything. But one of the things we were thinking of doing is sitting through some of these movies with us and a friend or a couple of friends and doing the whole MST3K riff tracks. And I'm sure there was a few 80s shows before that where like people would watch the show and kind of watch the movie and do their own commentary. And we've been contemplating it, not sure how funny it would be. I mean, we'd be thoroughly entertained to sit there and riff on some of these movies, but I mean it's an idea. We're contemplating it. Don't mean we're gonna do it because we're not sure yet. But so the next movie, after actually I swapped these around, but either way, fuck it. So the next movie I decided to torture the Red Widow with was Zardoz, starring Sean Connery in his attempt to destroy his image or destroy people's image of him as James Bond. And if I remember correctly from what I either heard or read about this movie is the starring role originally had Burt Reynolds cast as it, and he kind of bailed early on. So they got Sean Connery, who was more than happy to do it just to literally ruin everyone's image of him as James Bond. But we'll let the Red Widow speak.
Man, I shit my pants! It's a psychedelic fucking hell. Mega Man has gone from suck to blow! And she also grew a beard.
Oh, shit, it's Sean Connery.
You know, I never thought that I was so empty and missing something in my life. You know, a certain je ne sais quoi. You know, there's something that's just a void that had not been filled. But as of today, it has been filled. And that void is a big, naked, Sean Connery-shaped hole that has actually now been filled to the brim.
Complete with porno stash!
Red Safa Speedos! Got to wear the red Safa Speedos! Because in the future, they have forgotten the technology of pants. Perhaps someday, the lost sacred scrolls of the pants will be found!
You know, I was getting kind of hungry, but now that I've seen this saran wrapped fucking Sean Connery all baked up and ready, popping hot and ready to eat, man, I'm ready for some food. Come and get your fucking piping hot Sean Connery. He's fresh from the oven. Look at him. He's fucking bursting out from the saran wrap and fucking freshness. He's fresh. It's hot. It's hairy. Time to come and get it.
Saga of the Red Speedos. Sometimes you got to bake them. Sometimes you got to bake your Speedos in saran wrap. And sometimes you got to run through the woods in your saran wrap.
I'm sorry. No, scratch that. In your fucking Red Speedos. Yeah. Speedos. Love those Red Speedos, motherfucker. Woo. Time for fucking funky, get down! Bum chicka wow chicka wow chicka wow wow!
Welcome to Zardoz Drive-In. We've got, like, super fresh Sean Connery's on sale. We baked a little too many of them, so, we've got a bunch of them. We got your Red Speedos. We got them with or without salt and ketchup. So please come on down. We've been baking them motherfuckers up. We're right off the Route 64. You take that left right there at the giant turtle, and, you know, there's also a big fucking statue with a crazy-looking head. But if you've made it to the statue, you've gone too far. You gotta stop at the drive-in, get yourself some fresh, hot, hairy fucking Sean Connery. It's only here at the Zardoz Drive-In.
What the name of the movie is called, it's Zardoz. Okay, bitch? All right, cool. Wait, shit. So what was the name of the movie again?
When you haven't seen enough things in your life, you gotta have handy room, handy room. Oh, I wanna die in the handy room. When you haven't fucked up your brain enough, you gotta see Sean Connery in the handy room. Handy room, handy room. Got fucking hands in the handy room. Don't pull your dick out, they'll rip it off, but it's a handy room, yeah, yeah.
How did I know that they was going to have the name of their movie at the very end again? Wow, I would not have expected that. Oh, Spaceballs! Oh, shit. There goes the neighborhood.
Come on down to Zardoz Drive-In. Once again, folks, I'm here to tell you, we're leaving the chicken under the heat lamp for you. We just cooked it last week.
This movie's so hot, you could cook Sean Connery's ass in a spoonful.
70s porn stash, ooh yeah, yeah. 70s porn stash, ooh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Nothing gets that girl's gravy boiling like a,
what was it?
Like a 70s porn stash. Woo!
Yeah, even the cats are singing.
Alrighty, folks, it's the moment you've been waiting for. That's right. The ongoing saga of Jimmy One Tooth and his cave clan. Buckle your pants for this. And get your popcorn, too.
Okay, so, thanks, guys, for coming to the meeting. It has been brought to my attention that the wolf has been named Chomper. And, you know, since this is the first time our tribe has had a pet, I would think that we could have come up with a better name than Chomper. So, what do you guys got to say for yourselves? Yes, Marissa. Well, he does chomp on things, so why not Chomper? I mean, it just makes sense. Yeah, guys, so as you're a resident smart guy, I just want to say that I totally endorse the wolf being called Chomper, because I think it makes sense. All right. Yes, Albert. I think he should be called Slobbers, because he slobbers everywhere. Okay, so, as your chieftain, I feel it necessary to take a show of hands as to who wants to name the wolf Chomper. All right, show of hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, who wants to name it Slobbers? Okay, so just one wants to name it Slobbers. Yes, Bung Bung. I think we should name him Fluffy, because that's a really cute name. And I just really think Chomper is, like, really violent. Would anybody else like to name him Fluffy? No? Oh, you guys are so mean. Right, so, Chomper it is. The wolf's name is Chomper, and, you know, he is actually kind of cute. Yeah, who's a good boy? Oh, who's a good boy? Look at this pretty boy. Oh, he's such a good boy. Sir, what is it, Jimmy? You probably shouldn't put your hand... Oh. Ow, fuck! He bit me again! Why does this thing keep fucking biting me? Well, I said we should name him Fluffy. And I'm thinking if we named him Fluffy, then he would just be a cute little ball of fluff. And he wouldn't be a mean old Chomper. Because, see, you guys named him Chomper. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to chomp. Bung Bung, seriously, shut the fuck up. All right, so anyway, bleeding nonetheless, I guess I'll turn this over to Jimmy Wontooth. Jimmy, take it away. So I've come up with a new invention. I call it soap. And this lump of material here. This is what it is. It's soap. So what are we supposed to do with it? I'm glad you asked. It cleans things. This unassuming little strong-smelling lump of fuck will actually clean things. It'll clean your hands. It'll clean your ass. It will clean your clothes. It'll even clean dirty-ass Chomper here. Yes, Marissa. So, how does it work? All right, well, you basically just need some water, and then you use this, and you just rub it on the material that you want to get clean, and there you go. It's clean. See, look. And you could even, like, mix things with it, like, you know, stuff that smells good. And no, Albert, you can't eat it. Oh, fuck. Maybe it'll clean out his insides, since it's supposed to clean stuff. I mean, it wouldn't make sense that... You eat some soap and, maybe it'll make your innards clean. Chief, you're probably right, but why is it he's always breaking everything? He breaks every fucking thing. Hey, Chomper. Yeah. Hey, Chomper. Come here, boy. Come here. Yeah, you're a good boy. I need you to go over there and bite Albert in the ass. Just go burn this, just right in the ass. Can you do that for me, boy? All right, cool. Ow, fuck, oh, my ass. Ow, my ass. Damn, Jimmy, that was kind of mean. It's a dick move. It's also pretty damn funny. Look at him go.
And that's the end of our episode. I'm sorry we don't have a normal episode like we usually do, but like I said, we're trying to work out all the logistics of relocating me and, you know, some other things where we've been trying to plan out. So that's pretty much it. Hey, if you don't like listening to this, maybe we'll open up a Patreon and you can contribute to getting us to stop doing this if you don't like it. Or hey, if you want to encourage us some more, we'll open up the same Patreon and you can contribute to it. Either way, whatever pisses people off. So I'm gonna leave you with this little bit of snippet, and y'all have a good week, weekend, month, or until the next time we release an episode. Later.
Man,
Oh,
you're a Chomper.
But as of today,
there has been a big naked Sean Connery shaped hole.
That has actually been filled to the brim.
I think he should be called Slobbers, because he's slobbers.
What could they possibly be knowing that they would need full size?
As you're chasing.